Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, today we've heard a very absurd, although I have to give you a very entertaining testimony from all of the plaintiffs. A poor man's Dolly Parton, one of the Lollipop Kids, and obviously one of Cheech and Chong's kids, Bob. It's kind of amazing. Bob looks like a giant doobie now, isn't it? But I want to point out one thing to you folks. I want you to look at the tacky-dressed man at the plaintiff's table, their attorney. If you award them this case, that man is going to walk away with wealth beyond any of our understandings. And do you think that this man over here cares about any of these plaintiffs? Do you? Do you think he actually cares about smokers in general? I think not. I think he cares about money and plenty of it. And if you award him this settlement, it'll only encourage him to go after more and more of your freedoms. How would you like it if he went after your alcohol consumption? How about if maybe he won't let you ride your Harleys until after dark? Won't let you go to strip clubs. Won't let you order those little foo-foo drinks with the umbrellas in it?
No, not the foo-foo drinks.
What?
Okay, forget that one.
How about them Jaguars?
Look, gang, they've already said that you can't ride your Harleys without helmets. What's next? Are they going to tell you you have to have airbags? Maybe wear seat belts? Maybe they'll tell you you have to go single file and you won't be able to put checks on the backs of your bikes. Do you want to live in a United States like that?
No, I think
we've heard enough.
I can't believe it. There is a lot of support for Big Tobacco, as you can see. Everybody is smoking to make the statement that freedom is worth everything. Back to you, Ross.